fathers and parents. I am a father of four children. My daughter returned back from SAWA training camp, finishing her high school and completing her military training. And now she joined the college to be a medical doctor like me. So I think the government will pay for her tertiary education, so I will not worry. But she will be a medical doctor when she finishes. The other four, three children, they received their birth certificate when they were kidded before 90 days. And what the amount of money that we paid was 50 Nakfa. It was only $3 per each. When she reached 18 years old, she received her ID card, national ID, and the payment was below 150 Nakfa. It means 10 Nakfa. So for all the things that I heard here, I think they have nothing to do with the payments. For example, about equivalence of getting certificate and house rent. I think all the money, all the fees in Eritrea are just nominal fees. For health, for education, for birth certificate, and for a lot of services that the government pays. So one thing that I need to add is about the birth certificate. As Natu, my colleague, said, after the reports of the fifth and sixth report, in 2013, from October to December, the government conducted a big assessment of the civil registration and vital statistics. This was based on a business improvement process so that to understand the prevailing situation, because already it is there, but we want to strengthen it, and we conduct assessment. And the assessment was led by the Ministry of Local Government in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Labor and Social Welfare, the National Statistics Office. So based on these findings, based on the situation analysis, the Ministry of Local Government and the other stakeholders, developed a strategic plan on civil registration and vital even.